Yet to do before the snow flies is to limb out our
Early November snow falls lightly at the home of Jim and Ruth Brennan.
At our stage of our life, it has so many memories for us. So it's been it's a very quiet and serene place to live.
They live in an octagon on Lake Galilee near Mellon.
We built an eight-sided home that's built more like a bunker than a home.
The couple is not far from Copper Falls State Park in southern Ashland County.
The lake comes in over here.
But they're even closer to what could have been one of the country's biggest open pit mines.
A 3 or 4 mile ditch that would actually come within about a mile of our house.
We'll get about 50%.
From 2011 to 2015, with the support of state Republicans and then Governor Scott Walker, Gogebic Taconite explored investing $1.5 billion into an iron ore mine straddling Iron and Ashland counties.
We were concerned about water quality, actually alarmed about water quality.
4 years ago, the company called off the project and closed its Hurley office, blaming federal wetlands regulations. But Republican State Senator Tom Tiffany, who's now running for Congress, said he still believed the ore body would be mined at some point. How would a mine affect their well water, the Brennans wondered.
The water has been excellent throughout the years. It does not have any smell or, you know, there's no odor attached, no color discoloration.
The Brennans, and thousands of others, live in a region with little baseline data about drinking water quality, besides what they can easily see, smell, and taste.
So we were delighted when UW-Superior and Kelsey Prujoda wanted to do a study of the groundwater throughout northwestern Wisconsin.
Welcome, everyone.
Kelsey Prujoda works at the Lake Superior Research Institute at UW-Superior. She found many people in the area don't think much about their drinking water.
People assume that as long as their water tastes okay and it looks okay, that it's okay, and aren't really aware that there are things that we can't taste or smell or see that could be in there that we do need to be aware of.
Over the past year and a half, Prujoda has guided a project in which more than 450 families across 11 northwest Wisconsin counties collected their private well water for testing. Part of Prihoda's idea centered around her young son.
It started with his first trip to the dentist, actually.
Prihoda knew too little fluoride hurts tooth and bone development in kids. What she learned was too much can be harmful.
And I'm a toxicologist by training, and I did not know that.
That's the first you heard.
Yeah, that was the first I heard.
She decided to make fluoride levels a focus of her sampling, along with iron, manganese, aluminum, arsenic, and lead. Her team distributed test kits at places like the Mercer Public Library with the help of library director Teresa Schmidt.
People were really excited to participate. It did not take us very long at all to get rid of all 40 kits that were here at the library because people really wanted to know.
Energized people like Ruth and Jim Brennan pitched in.
Anything I can do to help.
Ruth even made a poster urging people to test.
We publicized it in the local paper. Hung flyers, did the word of mouth thing.
Not long ago, Prihoda started a swing through the study area to present her findings.
And I'm going to show you a series of graphs.
Of note, the averages in all 11 counties fell well below the recommended fluoride levels for healthy teeth and bones. Iron was a different story, especially in Iron County, where water samples included one colored like tea.
So this is what this looks like as a water sample. Not too appetizing to drink.
Several samples in the county exceeded the state's enforcement standard for iron, but tests of other metals came back much cleaner across the region. All of those test results and all those numbers go towards painting a water picture of the area, a picture that didn't exist before. It's a picture that could look different in years to come.
Land use might change, and it's just really important to be able to measure the effect of that land use change on our groundwater quality in the future.
The area's next industrial change may not be a move toward mining. Facing a lawsuit from the Bad River Ojibwe in Ashland County, Enbridge Energy might reroute a pipeline carrying 500,000 barrels a day of crude oil and natural gas around the reservation and near Jim and Ruth Brennan's property.
If it does, the couple and others in northwest Wisconsin
will at least know the quality of their water before industry moved in.
We don't want to be considered a sacrifice zone for pipelines, for mining, and for other bright ideas.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer.